You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
3 FM, KGYM. Gym Class getting ready to set sail for a Friday here on KGYM. Coming up on the show, Luca Garza with a big announcement today. Also, more news about high school athletics, Major League Baseball, with yet another plan, perhaps. And that in our Friday topic of sports, folks that you have despised in the present or the past. All that coming up on the Gym Class on this Friday on KGYM. And we welcome you in just about 3:04 on a sunny Friday here at KGYM. It is a Gym Class being presented by Hennigs Financial. Check them out online. You can do so at kgymradio.com. You can just click on the write-up for Hennigs Financial, your retirement rollover specialists. And they are a firm focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. Head to kgymradio.com to find out more. And a big thanks to Hennigs Financial, our presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Scott Unash from our studios, Mark Dukes from his sunny porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Not nearly as windy here today, and not a bad day on this Friday here in eastern Iowa. How you doing, Mark?
Good afternoon, Scott. Hopefully you're doing well, and our listeners are as well. Thanks for tuning in today.
Indeed. Thanks for that. And we start things off today with news out of Iowa City and something that was not a big surprise. I would imagine if you're an Iowa basketball fan or just a college basketball fan in general, but Luca Garza made it official today as he is going to throw his name into the NBA draft, but will not sign an agent. He had that on Twitter today. He had it in capital letters that I will not be hiring an agent. And a teleconference from Iowa City a little bit earlier on today, and we will paraphrase that, if you will. We will have some audio on that, I think, with Rob and Todd coming up later on during the Todd Brommelkamp show from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. But I think the bottom line of this, Mark, is the fact that Luca Garza, unless he is going to be an absolute lock, stock, and barrel number one draft choice, if an NBA team does not fall in love with him, he is going to be back for his senior season in Iowa City.
Yeah, if you think about this, it's number one, it's not surprising. In fact, it's very wise on Luca Garza's part. You know, this is something he should be doing. It's free. He can return to school if he doesn't get a positive grade, positive input from the NBA. The deadline to return, by the way, is June 3rd. But I would preface that by saying, you know, the NBA draft is scheduled June 25th. There's talk of the draft being moved to August. So maybe that deadline will be moved back into July as well. But nevertheless, Luca is going to collect information as he should. And what do you think out there? Will he be back or will he be gone to the NBA? 366-1600. That remains to be seen, right?
Remains to be seen. And a very, very mature Luca Garza. And you wouldn't expect anything different from Luca as far as the way he has handled this entire process. And yes, Luca said today basically that the G League is not an option at this point. If he is not a first-round draft choice. Now, first-round draft choices are guaranteed money. They're also a guaranteed roster spot as far as the NBA is concerned. That is not the case for a second-round draft choice out there. You can have all sorts of different contractual deals that you can put together with an NBA team. And he said he's not interested in that. Again, the only way he is going to leave Iowa and go to the NBA is if there is a team out there that basically falls in love with Luka Garza, assures him that he is going to be a number one draft choice of theirs. A couple of quotes today from Luka. Here is a quote. This from the Iowa basketball Twitter feed. I'm excited about the possibility of coming back. There's something special about this group at Iowa. I came to play for Coach McCaffrey, and it would be special to make a run and play for a Big Ten championship. He also says, I'm not content as where I am as a basketball player. I always try and push myself to reach my potential. I'm not satisfied with what happened this year. Being able to work on my game every day is special. That's not why I play basketball, for the awards or for the recognition. I play because I love the game, unquote. So a couple of quotes there from Luka Garza, as he did declare for the NBA draft today, but he will not sign an agent, and he is keeping his eligibility at this present time. Your thoughts, welcome. Text line available at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. 1600 as we take it through the gym class here at 3:09 on this Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm interested, Scott, in, of course, these times we live in with the coronavirus, how that is going to impact the evaluation of certain players, whether it's, and admittedly, I don't know exactly how the process and the evaluations work, whether it's all you know, by tape or one-on-one or what have you. I got to assume that there's a combine of some kinds where the NBA executives get to see players. So, you know, how is that going to be affected? You know, if, we have these processes in place for any length of time. So, again, the NBA draft and the deadline may be moved back from where it is right now.
Could be, and it's very interesting on what some of the experts are saying out there. Fran Fraschilla, who is very well known in basketball circles, both as far as college basketball and really with his ties as far as professional basketball is concerned, he talked about the fact that with the draft, I'm going to just read his tweet that he put out earlier on today. One unintended consequence of the draft being pushed back for the early entry kids is that playing opportunities in Europe are going to be more limited by August and salaries will be much lower. Guys that get conned into staying in this draft will be filling up G League rosters. And I think that's a very good point right there. Perhaps we will not see as many folks go in and stay in the draft with the draft coming up in July or maybe even in August this year, as we have seen in the past, because this is all dictated by the dollar for a lot of folks out there, Mark, as we know. And if the dollars aren't going to be there, then I think we may see more people come back and more players come back into college basketball next year.
Well, I think that's a good point. And from what Luka Garza said today, if he's not interested, in the G League, I don't think he's interested in overseas play right now as well. As he said, if he returns, that's going to be there at a minimum after his senior year. So I just get the sense that while this is a wise decision by Garza to get input, I think he really, really loves college basketball there are some out there that truly do. I think most do. But when you have an opportunity to go to the NBA, that's another matter. You're talking about your livelihood. So, but I just think he really loves what he's doing on the college scene, and that if he can improve, the NBA will be, his opportunities will just be that much more enhanced.
True. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. That's the text line again, 319-366-1600. Now, also, don't be surprised if Luka Garza is not the only Hawkeye to declare for the NBA draft and then pop back to school. Joe Wieskamp did it last year. I would not be shocked if Joe Wieskamp says sometime in the next few days, hey, I'm going to do this again. Because as you said, Mark, there's no skin off your teeth as far as this is concerned. You can go in there, get evaluated, come back, make yourself a better player down the road, and perhaps get yourself ready for professional basketball by improving on the aspects of your game that the scouts believe you need to improve upon.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that you can only go through this process twice. This would be Wieskamp's second go around with that, if he so chooses to do so. And I guess, you know, again, it's free evaluation. Why not? But I think in most people's minds, Joe didn't have the best of years, what people really anticipated, and there's a variety of reasons for that. But that's been floated out there, and we'll see if Joe has any kind of announcement soon.
Yeah, and don't be surprised on it. And if he doesn't, then great as far as Iowa basketball is concerned. 319-366-1600, as Luca Garza making that announcement earlier on today down in Iowa City. And again, he held a teleconference earlier on today answering questions about about the process and what he is looking for. And again, unless a team falls in love with him and makes him a big-time number one first-round draft choice, it sounds like Luca Garza is all but back as far as Iowa basketball coming up for 2020-2021. We hope there's a 2020-2021 Iowa basketball and college basketball season out there. So we got Luca Garza today. We also have news from Mark, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Girls High School Athletic Unions today, dealing with summer as far as baseball and softball are concerned. And they met with the advisory committees. The Iowa High School Athletic Association plus the Girls High School Athletic Union both met with their advisory committees for baseball and softball. And they have come up with some updated start dates for both practice and competitions. The first practice was slated for May the 4th. It has now moved back 2 weeks. The first practice, now this is also if school is back in May in the state of Iowa. First practices would be on May the 18th, and the first competitions would take place on June the 1st. I believe the competitions are a week beyond what they were originally scheduled for. Don't quote me on that. At least it's 1 or 2 weeks, one or the other. So, and the postseason would start at the same time as it is slated to begin. So that's what we have today from both Boone and from Des Moines.
Well, the two organizations, I think, Scott, are doing everything they possibly can to preserve both the spring and summer seasons. You might say it's an optimistic look. I think is fairly optimistic. As you said, it all depends on a May 1 return to school. 3-4 days ago, the organizations announced start times and competition dates for the spring sports as well. So without knowing what's going to happen in the next 20 days or thereabouts, it's hard to, you know, really determine what's going to happen. But I do think it's a ray of hope, and it might be optimistic hope, but it is a ray of hope. And I really think that's what people need these days, my personal opinion. And personally, I'm tired of all the doom and gloomers out there who think, you know, well, you might as well crawl up in a ball for a few years and join us later. You know, I don't think that's a healthy attitude in my mind. I'm always an optimistic person. I'm also a realistic person. And that's what we need right now. Maybe a ray of hope, but whatever decisions are going to be made, you can trust it's going to be on informed decisions and consultation with health officials. It's one more thing we're going to have to wait and see. But at least, again, I say it's maybe a ray of hope.
Ray of hope out there. I would agree. I would agree on that. Everything you said right there. 319-366-1600. And I will say this. If let's just play the game of, okay, if schools are back in session in May, and if baseball and softball are out there, You will probably not see then the Metro tournament played, the Verbacek Metro baseball tournament played this year, because I don't know. Usually if rain intervenes, it's very hard to make those up. And if you're talking a week or two into the season, it's going to be virtually impossible to make those games up.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's usually late May, right?
And, yeah.
It's a great tournament named after a great gentleman who's a great friend of mine and yours throughout the years. Our kids had an opportunity to play in it. You did too as well.
Yes, I did. Right? I did.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing, but it may go away. It may go away. That's for sure. And, you know, as we expand on this, you know, what everybody's predicting and you know, way out into the fall. You know, there's so many things we don't know. What's going to happen in 4 months? How many tests are we going to have in America, and particularly in Iowa? How many antibodies are we going to have? All those things could change the landscape so much. So, you know, let's not get... Share your crystal ball if you know exactly what's going to happen, is what I've said.
We got our best people working on it around the world. Let's just say that.
We got a great engineer there. I don't know if he's got a crystal ball.
319-366-1600, 8721 on the text line, talking about Luca Garza. And again, Luca, of course, declaring for the draft, but will not sign an agent, and certainly looks as though, unless he's a high draft choice, he's going to come back to Iowa City. 8721 saying that he reminds me of a Christian Laettner, a great college player, but... So NBA prospect. Well, I just looked it up. Christian Laettner played 15 years in the NBA. So I'm not saying that Luca Garza is going to play 15 years in the NBA. But, you know, I got a feeling we may not be done talking about Christian Laettner today on the program.
if he has a Christian Laettner-like career, Luca Garza, that is, he'll have done well.
Yeah, and I'm saying 87-21, yes, Christian Laettner wasn't the greatest pro prospect to come out of college basketball, even though he was a member of the original Dream Team, etc. A lot of folks thought his game was more suited to college than it was to the NBA, but he did have a 15-year career in the National Basketball Association. So 319-366-1600 as... We talk a little bit about Luca Garza and other things here. Going to have our topic coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Mark picked out a good one for today. Just to let people know and get their juices flowing, Mark, a little bit. Remind folks again of what our topic is going to be in a little bit.
Yep, we're going to toss around this question. Which person in sports, past or present, do you most despise?
Christian Laettner.
Think about that for a minute. Well, Laettner might be on some list. There's no doubt about that.
I don't think there's going to be doubt that we're going to hear Christian Laettner or read Christian Laettner's name coming up a little bit later on. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Wanted to get to this, too. A couple more things to get to. One before we take a break, and then we'll come back. But it is sad news because I thought – things were actually moving in a good direction before everything shut down due to the coronavirus, stopping the spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, et cetera. We all know about that right now. But it looks like the XFL is done. As today, all employees of teams, as well as employees of the XFL, with the exception, I believe, of 10 that are still going to be working in the corporate office in Connecticut, we're all let go today. I believe terminated, as a matter of fact. So to me, it sounds like this is not going to come back.
No, that's very doubtful. It's too bad. I thought the XFL deserved, you know, a couple, three runs to see, you know, what exactly it could do. I know a lot of people tuned in that first week and maybe marveled more of the production than the play on the field, the television production, that is. And then I think ratings fell off after that first week. But, you know, I'm pretty sure they would have made moves to improve not only the quality of play, but what was going on in that league. But Now, once you close up shop, it's very hard to return.
Yeah, it is. Very hard to return. 319-366-1600 at 323. We're going to take a short break, come back, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball before we dive into our topic here today, because there is a plan B, I guess, that's being floated out there as far as Major League Baseball and possibly what they could do as far as getting the 2020 season underway. And we'll talk about that for a moment when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Jupeco was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC, and then the insurance of the business as well, too. Jupeco really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Jupeco. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at Jupeco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
To everyone stepping up when it matters most, University of Iowa Healthcare thanks you. From healthcare workers and researchers, to those staying safe at home, to community heroes supporting us, together we are all making a difference. Learn more at uihc.org.
326, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM for this Friday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. We're going to get to our topic coming up here in just a little bit. We're presented by Hennings Financial on this Friday and every day right here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Is this plan B after the Arizona plan, Mark? Can we put that moniker on this as far as what Major League Baseball is thinking of anyway, as far as trying to get the 2020 season up and running as soon as humanly possible?
Well, it's at least plan B that I know about, and I think you're talking about having the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League replace National and American League for season, is that right?
Yes, correct. For 1 year, it would not be the American League and the National League. It would be the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League. And there would be three divisions in each of the leagues. Don't ask me how they're going to play, how many games they're going to play. I've seen one idea that they play their divisional opponents in this new concoction for 1 year. And then get into the playoffs. I don't know how many teams are going to make the playoffs, as we mentioned, but I think it's a better plan than we were going to see with the so-called Arizona plan, where teams would be hopping from Florida over to Arizona. There would be a lot more travel involved, less travel involved as far as this is concerned. I believe games would still not be played in front of crowds, at least to start off with, as far as this plan is concerned. At least Major League Baseball is trying, I think. And who knows? We may have to do some bizarre stuff like this for 2020, you know, in a lot of sports.
Well, I don't exactly like the story that was reported by Bob Nightingale. I mean, these times you have to think outside the box, like it or not. I mean, I can't imagine a World Series between the Grapefruit League and Cactus League. We've had the National and American League play for baseball's championship for 117 years. And as you know, Scott, baseball is steeped in tradition. But we've also not encountered a time like this. So I guess the one ray of hope, Scott, here is that the Twins and Sox could play in the World Series.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? all right. According to Bob Nightingale, this plan would allow teams to go to their spring training sites for 3 weeks of spring training, which would also include exhibition games, before opening the regular season and playing a schedule with wholly different divisional opponents. Now, here's what it would look like. Your Grapefruit League North, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Pirates. The South would be Boston, Minnesota. They share a complex, of course, in Fort Myers. Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and Baltimore. All right. Your East, the defending World Series champion Nationals. Houston, the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Marlins. That's your Grapefruit League. Your Cactus League Northeast would be the Cubs, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, and the Athletics. The Cactus League West would include the Dodgers and the White Sox. They share the same spring training complex. Cincinnati, Cleveland, and the LA Angels. The Northwest would be Milwaukee, San Diego, Seattle, Texas, and Kansas City. So those would be Bob Nightingale's divisions as far as this plan is concerned that he has reported on anyway. But like you said, yeah, there could be two American League teams if this indeed is a plan. Could be two National League teams. Could be a lot of different combinations.
Yeah, and it really is thinking outside the box. And it all depends on when the season might return, when the final go-ahead is given to play baseball. Start training. Again, that's going to take a month probably. You know, we'll report on plan C when it comes about next week, right?
Yeah. Over the weekend, plan C will come about. No doubt about that. 3:31 here on the program, and good to have Ben with us on the other side of the glass. He's going to answer your phone calls. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line. Our text line available to you as well at 319-366-1600. Mark, as we're going to get into our Friday topic here on a sunny Friday, April the 10th, and we are going to talk about your most despised sports personalities, athletes, coaches, owners, what have you. Past and present. We can't really go future because we don't have a crystal ball, as we have established many times here on the program.
Well, we don't. Some people do.
We don't have one. And who is it? Who is it out there? And we talked about Christian Laettner. That was brought up a little bit earlier on by 8721. And I think we're going to hear his name coming up again, probably by somebody out there. But who do you think? 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the text line. You can also give us a call. Ben will take your name and put you through here again at 319-366-1600. Did not take long for this one to come about. 67-17, among others. Least favorite athlete, Pierre Pierce. There you go. We got it taken care of. It's already been take that away from your card today. Pierre Pierce has been named already. So there you go.
I don't think that's too surprising. Let me throw out. Who's my number one here? Man, I got a nice. Stephen A. Smith. I'm going to go Stephen A. Smith. I know he's been part of the ESPN family, but I can't stand the man. I'm sorry.
Well, at least he's not.
I think he's intelligent, but his style, and he's out there on a few things. Stephen A. Smith for me.
Okay, Stephen A. Smith. 319-366-1600. I knew this one was coming very early, and here we go. From the 515 area code 0497 on the NASCAR world, Kyle Busch, because I can't stand his attitude some days. There are a lot of people that can't stand Kyle Busch's attitude out there. He was in Cedar Rapids at the very start of his career, at the very end of the ASA days, and did race once here in Cedar Rapids and did not endear himself to a lot of people around here.
And he was very young at the time. He's a teenager, I believe, wasn't he?
Yes. True. Van. Go ahead.
Van on the text line weighing in with Ty Cobb.
A lot of people dislike Ty Cobb.
Very polarizing back in the day. I obviously never saw him play, but have read and seen enough about him to know that's probably true. And two texts coming in. Colin Cowherd, your most despised person in sports.
From 8721 out there. We do not have a Fran fan. I will say that. Fran McCaffrey is not his favorite athlete or coach or sports person out there. Joe from West Liberty. Don King ruined boxing. We have two Colin Cowherd votes, by the way. Maybe we shouldn't go into this if they're going to start ripping on sports personality. We're not national guys, though.
1238 says his most despised person in sports is Tom Izzo, the Michigan State coach.
Yeah, and you can see that with everything that in the background as far as what is happening at Michigan State up in East Lansing. Now there's, of course, reports that came out over the past week or so that may have influenced a witness as far as an assault was concerned on campus. So I can see Tom Izzo definitely being named right there. And did not take long for these two to come up from 85-32, a tie between Mark D'Antonio and Art Briles. I have Art Briles as number one on my sheet.
Well, in regards to Izzo, and we don't want to put words in people's mouth, I can understand why you brought that up, because it's very true and might cause people to be polarized by Izzo. But or is it because of his winning?
I think both.
Or his antics on the sidelines, trying to influence officials. So try to show your work on the text there, if you will.
319-366-1600. Back-to-back, 71-32, and Brenton and Marion, the former New York Knicks, John Starks, I beg your pardon. And
former Cedar Rapids Silver Bullet.
Yes, he was. I was just going to say that.
No, I thought he was a pretty cool guy, but maybe, I don't know. Okay.
Well, he was on the court. If you were not a Knicks fan, I think you did not really appreciate John Starks. We have not gotten to the one that Mark and I said that would surely pop up as of yet with that same M.O., not in basketball, but in another professional sport.
77-63, Rick Pitino.
Can see that.
Most despised person in sports.
And Rick Pitino now back in the world of college basketball. 87-21 also says Lane Kiffin. Another one. Of course, Lane Kiffin has had several head coaching jobs, many assistant coaching jobs, most notably with Alabama, and has not necessarily stirred the pot in the right direction as far as some of those job stops are concerned. Another Rick Pitino.
78-13, another Rick Pitino reference. 78-13 weighs in with Vontaze Burfict.
Not Rick Swann, by the way. Saying that.
No, it wouldn't be Rick Swann, no.
Oh, yes. 85-32 as we look toward the photo up against the glass here in the KGYM studios. I'm surprised it took 8 minutes before somebody mentioned, he's probably number one in this poll, although if he won or did not win, he would definitely blame somebody else. Steve Alford has appeared from 85-32. There you go. Thank you.
Well, he might be on my list, but I'm going to, this may surprise you and other people, but I kind of despise Lute Olson.
Well, you covered Lute.
And I did cover Lute, and I found him to be extremely aloof. Great basketball coach, don't get me wrong. But you talk about Bob Knight having issues with the media. You know, Lute Olson only became beloved by the media when he took a team to the Final Four. And he was ultra successful, obviously. A college basketball Hall of Famer. That's not what I'm talking about. This is a personal thing for me. I'll just put that out there.
Okay. Cardinal fan, 91-36. I absolutely hated Niger Morgan. All right. Very good. 93-07 as we continue with most despised sports personalities, past or present. 93-07 says Jim Rome. We just had the anniversary of the Jim Rome, Jim Everett fight on the air on television. We just had the anniversary. I'm not sure exactly what year it was, but we just celebrated that anniversary a couple of days ago.
Who do you have on your list, Scott?
Well, I had Art Briles as number one. I am surprised nobody has said this as of yet, but again, I am not a fan of this particular franchise, but Jerry Jones. I cannot stand Jerry Jones for a whole many, many different reasons. Jerry Tarkanian as well. Hopefully our friend Dave Koken not listening, but yes, Jerry Tarkanian also listed among my folks on the sheet.
75-16 and 47-14 have Bill Laimbeer on their list. 75-16 also adds Dennis Rodman.
Maybe a lot of the Detroit Pistons from the Bad Boys. By the way, a great 30 for 30, though. Check it out from ESPN. 75-16, thank you very much. 91-36, we should check to see this is Kuhn. Stan Kroenke, for obvious reasons. About to be a native Missourian or a Ram fan or both out there. 319-366-1600. One for Stu Gotts here, 27-52 saying that out there.
And his host.
He didn't say that. He just said Stu Gotts. Spelled it wrong, but we'll let that slide.
Doesn't Tonya Harding have to be on everybody's list?
Could be.
She's on mine. Although I didn't mind the movie so much. It wasn't great, but. What she did was deplorable.
Very well acted, by the way. Nominated for an Oscar, I do believe. One of those folks out there. 319-366-1600. I cannot think of the... She's on Mom on CBS. The woman that played in that movie about Tonya Harding. And her name escapes me right now. Somebody in the text line is going to let me know about it. And I appreciate that out there.
There are players on other teams that you despise. And, Scott, we've talked about this guy more than once on our show. But if he played on your team, you'd think he was a cat's meow, I guess. Huh? A.J. Pruszynski.
Loved A.J.
I couldn't stand the guy.
until he became a Twin.
Yeah, exactly.
And until he became a member of the Chicago White Sox. World Series winner, A.J. Pierzynski, by the way. You know what? A.J. is one of those, you know, a guy on every team that's like A.J. Pierzynski. Maybe not quite to the extent of A.J. Pierzynski, but there's always one guy in each team that has that mentality and that attitude. And like you said, if he's on your team, boy, you love him because he'll stir it up. But if he's not, he's going to be your public enemy number one out there.
2540, growing up, it was Reggie Jackson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Muhammad Ali. Now I don't care for Pete Carroll or John Calipari at all.
You know what? I will say this, that my tastes have changed as well. Guys that I really did not like a whole lot, then I started to kind of change my minds a little bit about them. And as I've gotten older, I think I appreciate people a little bit more than I should have when I was a younger person.
You know, as much of as you've complained about Tiger Woods, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned him.
No.
Maybe he's not. You don't despise him?
I don't despise Tiger.
You despise the attention he gets.
Yeah. I spent the last week or so watching the Tiger Channel. I mean, the Golf Channel and their Masters coverage. Hey, you even told me it was the Tiger Channel, too.
I did.
And most of the 75% of the stories are on Tiger, but people love him, and that's fine.
We're talking about your person in sports, past or present, that you most despise. We've gotten a great cross-section of comments on the text line 366-1600. I encourage you to keep heading that way or give us a call. Same number.
Yeah, indeed. Any athlete, 7132 says, any athlete from Michigan or Ohio State. Very good. Before we get to a break here, 2540, growing up, it was Reggie Jackson, Kareem, and Muhammad Ali. Now don't care for Pete Carroll and John Calipari at all. Muhammad Ali was a very polarizing figure, folks. You have to remember. Back in the day, much different than toward the back half of his career and then, of course, the back half of his life right there. Let's see. Bobby, 8721. Bobby Diaco ruined UConn football. The former Hawkeye. He didn't help. Let's just say that. And thank you, 2752. His favorite sports personalities are Mark, Todd, and Scott. So we'll get that up there.
How about that?
Thank you. Well, that's, you know what? You say that, you always get moved to the front of the line. We have from Ben here. Marv said he didn't want to go on the air, but he called in and said that his most hated man in sports, former Dukie Grayson Allen. And I can see that. He was kind of, you know what? As much flack that Christian Laettner got, he didn't do all the shenanigans on court, such as tripping and et cetera, that Grayson Allen did.
No, he was despised by a lot of people. There's no question about it, not only in Carolina, but across college basketball. 41-43, Jay Cutler.
Skull.
Go Vikings.
John on I.
John on 380, Evander Holyfield.
Interesting.
You despise Holyfield, but like Mike Tyson, John, or what? You know?
Yeah. And I understand 38-30, there wouldn't be a Tiger Channel without Tiger. So I do understand that. One more before a break here, and then we'll get some more. 9136 says Russell Westbrook, interestingly enough. We're going to take more of your texts and phone calls at 319-366-1600 on our Friday topic, most despised people in the sports world, past or present. We'll have more for you after this. You're listening to The Gym Class, presented by Hennings Financial, right here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid, but if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Community Crisis Services and Food Bank. They're great listeners. Just call 855-325-4296. Or if you'd rather text, no problem. It's the same number, 855-325-4296. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
3:50 back with you on the Gym Class for Friday on KGYM. Again, the big story today, Luka Garza, as he has declared for the NBA draft, but says unless he is a number one first-round draft choice or very high up or the like, unless a team in the NBA falls in love with him, it looks like he is going to be back in Iowa City. He is going to go through the NBA draft process and see where his evaluation comes down at. 319-366-1600. Talking about our Friday topic here today, and that is most despised people in the sports world, whether it be a coach, an owner, a player, what have you, and past or present, as we talked about there, Mark. And texts kept coming in as we were enjoying our commercial break right there.
Yeah, 3830 mentioning official Ed Hightower. He would be right up there.
I love that.
I'm surprised that Jim Bain would not have been mentioned by Iowa fans before Ed Hightower. But
how about Ted Valentine? Iowa State and Iowa fans could come together for that one.
Yeah. 7132. How about the boxer Hector Macho Camacho?
Okay.
1726 despises LeBron James.
Hmm. Maybe a Cavalier fan? I don't know. There's always detractors out there. 1219, Brandel Chambly from the Golf Channel. Big mouth, little talent. Now, that's very interesting because Brandel Chambly has crossed a lot of the PGA Tour members over the years at the Golf Channel. He will say what is on his mind. And he, like I said, he's gotten the ire of a lot of the PGA pros out there.
Well, I could stand him a lot more than Johnny Miller from a broadcasting standpoint.
You have Johnny Miller
that way.
Johnny Miller on your sheet, Johnny Miller there?
Well, when Brandel Chamblee popped up, yeah, Johnny Miller came to my mind.
319-366-1600.
Where is it, Roger? How's it going to break, Roger?
Nerves. Grain. What were our bingo card phrases for Johnny Miller? Grain, nerves, tiger. No, not tiger. 7763 weighing in with Urban Meyer.
Yep.
I was kind of waiting for that one. We have not had Christian Laettner as of yet, though. Very interesting.
No, we have not. Wasn't George Steinbrenner despised?
Oh, yes.
He was the last guy on my list. George Steinbrenner.
He was on
my list. And actually anything Yankees. Sorry, Yankee fans.
I'm kind of there, too, except mine was the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders. John weighing in. Brent Musburger does not like Brent. Brent.
But he liked Todd Brommelkamp's suit jacket. Give him credit for that. Come on.
True. Very true. Mushmouth. Interesting.
Brent, that is.
Brent liked it, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
319-366-1600. As we have some more coming in here and some calls coming in here as well as we take you through our Friday topic here, right here on KGYM. He hates the Hawks. I don't know about that. I don't know if he hates the Hawkeyes. He was a big fan of a certain brand of pizza here in town back in 1985.
27 has a little bit more than a Mount Rushmore here. Stephen A. Smith, George Steinbrenner, Jerry Jones, Steve Alford, all of whom have been mentioned, and then Deion Sanders.
Prime time. Interesting. I'm surprised there have not been more Jay Cutlers, Mark, to be honest with you.
I'm speechless.
Thank you, Ben. Matt says Isaiah Thomas. And very true. All those Piston guys from the Bad Boys era. So we talked about Laimbeer. We've talked about Dennis Rodman. And now put Isaiah Thomas on there as well. Had a lot of
41-43 mentioning Joe Buck. I'm surprised he didn't come up sooner, the announcer. He was a mere shadow of his dad, I should say. I personally don't despise him. He's not one of my favorite announcers, but 41-43, that's one of that person's most despised persons in sports.
I think that Joe is pretty good when he does baseball. You put him in. I don't think he's a great football announcer. I don't think Aikman's a great football announcer either. That's just my opinion. And I certainly don't think he's a great golf announcer.
I didn't really like Tim McCarver.
No. I like Tim got. Yeah, as his career went on, he was a little out there for my taste. I would agree with that. Got about a minute left here if you'd like to get a couple more in. 4540 says Clemson and Dabo Sweeney. Well, that could be just a residue of winning a whole lot, and I think winning is a part of it as far as that is concerned. Thank you for the interaction. Appreciate it, everybody. That was a lot of fun. We'll have another topic coming up next Friday for you as we make our way into the middle of the month of April here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And Mark, have a very good weekend, and stay safe out there like everybody else.
You as well. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Mike Halas on Monday. Plenty to talk about with Mike. With the Hawkeye basketball team and just sports in general as we go through this break right now trying to stop the spread of COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned. Todd next from 4 to 6 here on KGYM.
She used to play hide and seek in your backyard. Now she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less.